This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today addressed the 26th summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in Bishkek, the capital of Kyrgyzstan. He called upon all member countries to dismantle the entire ecosystem of terrorist financing, recruitment, radicalization, and safe havens. He said there can be no place for double standards on terrorism. More from our correspondent.
Addressing the SCO summit, Prime Minister expressed concern over the ongoing conflicts in different parts of the world. He said, wars and conflicts are not a solution to any problem and all disputes should be resolved through dialogue and diplomacy. The Prime Minister said, India supports all efforts that connects markets, facilitate trade and open new avenues for development. However, he stressed that such efforts must fully respect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all countries. Addressing the summit, Mr. Modi said India had proposed the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Civilization Dialogue Forum last year. He expressed happiness that its first session will be held in India this year. Vikalp Shukla, Akashvani News, Bishkek.
India's real GDP has recorded a growth rate of 7.8% during the first quarter of the current financial year, compared to 6.9% during the same period the previous year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's economic growth of 7.8% is a reflection of the hard work and collective resolve of 140 crore citizens. Sharing a video in a social media post today, Mr. Modi said India is progressing at a fast pace despite global problems like ongoing wars and instability since the COVID-19 pandemic.
देशवासियों को बहुत-बहुत बधाई 7.8% ग्रोथ देश खुशियों से भर गया देशवासियों को मैं बधाई देता हूं उनके संकल्प शक्ति के लिए उनके पुरुषार्थ के लिए एक सामूहिक शक्ति का एक प्रतिबिंब है दुनिया युद्ध में डूबी हुई है चारों तरफ युद्ध की खबरें आ रही हैं विश्व संकटों से घिरा हुआ है सप्लाई चेन पूरी तरह डिस्टर्ब है 2020 में कोविड काल से लेकर अब तक कहीं पर भी स्थिरता नजर नहीं आ रही है उसके बावजूद भी भारत तेज गति से प्रगति कर रहा है
Union Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said India has shown that it can adjust to changes in the global economy without allowing its growth to be derailed. In an interview, Ms. Sitharaman described India as a vibrant and responsive economy capable of managing external challenges. She also highlighted India's recorded growth of 7.8% in the first quarter of the 2026-27 financial year. Union Minister for Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupinder Yadav, today held a meeting with his German counterpart, Carsten Schneider, in New Delhi. The meeting was held on the sidelines of the 4th Indo-German Environment Forum. During the meeting, both sides had extensive discussion on matters related to industrial decarbonization and biodiversity conservation, with particular focus on wetland conservation. In a social media post, Mr. Yadav said the forum is opportune as the partnership between India and Germany continues to witness an unprecedented upward trajectory. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu will inaugurate the hub and spoke international flight operations at the Sardar Vallabh Bhai Patel International Airport in Ahmedabad this evening. The inaugural Easy Connect service, operated by Air India's flight AI-1121, will depart from Ahmedabad, carrying passengers connecting through Delhi to several global destinations. Rescue teams in Nepal are racing against time to reach more than 600 workers believed to be trapped in mud-filled tunnels at the Trishuli 3A hydropower site. Crews are using explosives, heavy machinery and air pumps to clear the tunnels and search for survivors. Meanwhile, the Indian Embassy in Kathmandu has shared details regarding the identification and repatriation of mortal remains of victims of the recent flash floods in Nepal. Akashvani's FM Gold is celebrating its 25th anniversary today, marking 25 years since its launch on September 1, 2001. Originally known as AIR FM2, the service was introduced as an infotainment channel combining news, current affairs and entertainment. And with that, we end this news bulletin.